Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The catcher, Don Pafletic. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Winn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Winn. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roseboro picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Roseboro. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. Hopkins moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. May moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Bradford moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reese moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Carew reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pafletic moves to third. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Pafletic scores. May goes all the way around to score. Bradford moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton is walked intentionally. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to home to get Bradford. Melton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Winn hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Dick Woodson now pitching. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pafletic hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford, who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Carew scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Twins, 5, White Sox, 5. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, Twins. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar pinch runs for Greg Nettles. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Pafletic and he is safe. Tovar steals second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Pafletic and he is safe. Tovar steals third. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Roseboro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenas is hit by the pitch. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson strikes out. Pafletic drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Woodson out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bradford strikes out. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roseboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Cisco Carlos now pitching. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Uhlander hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. 2 outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio strikes out. 2 outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hopkins hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pafletic strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roseboro moves to third. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenas. The throw from Pafletic and he is safe. Cardenas steals second. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Carlos. Roseboro scores. Cardenas moves to third. It's 8-5, Twins. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ulander bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardenas scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-5, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward pinch hits for Cisco Carlos. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Don Sechrist now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 4 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morales reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Reese hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Reese reaches second base with a double. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reese scores. It's 10-5, Twins. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Roseboro hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pafletic hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.